Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Today is April 6, 2011. Verses for today, 1 John chapter 2, verses 11 through 12 and 14, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. 1 Peter 3, 12-14. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. I'm going to read my notes, and I will speak as things come to me afterwards. When we hate each other and dislike each other, we are not walking in light, but in darkness. We are blinded from the truth and can't see that we are not being the love of God. Because of Jesus, God forgave us our sins. We are being reminded that we are to walk in light so we can see God in everyone. God is reminding us, his children who know God. He is reminding young men who hunger for God, so much that they are speaking God's words and living for God and even overcoming evil ways of the world and the lust of their hearts. We are spiritually blind if we say that we hate or dislike our brethren, because we are not seeing with the eyes of God or loving with the heart of God. God loves everybody. And those who despise him, he loves those who don't believe in him. He loves those who sin against him. We are not to hate those people. And when we do, we are walking in darkness. God wants us to walk in light. He wants us to see him in everybody, everywhere. We must forget that God forgave us too. We were in sin too. God had mercy on us and gave us eternal life because he loves us. We are not supposed to hate God's children. We are no better. We are not holier than thou. We are simply awake and see truth. When we walk in the light of God, we share his light for everybody to receive. Everybody. They can reject his light. They can accept his light. It doesn't matter. Everybody chooses. God doesn't hate us because we reject him. Jesus didn't hate those who beat him, spat on him, accused him, hated him, crucified him. He felt no hate, but loved them and prayed for them, even asking his Father to forgive them, for they know not what they do. They were blinded by darkness. They were haters. They didn't know God. They didn't know that God forgave sins. They didn't know about eternal life, that we have an eternal loving God. But we who say we know God do. We know this. We know that God is eternal. We know that God is love. And we know that God has forgiven us. God says we walk as blind men. We walk in darkness when we hate our brethren. God is love, not hate. God watches over us and he listens to our prayers. He turns his face against those who do evil. It's not normal for people to hurt us for wanting to do good. But if they do, be happy, for God will reward you. Envious people attack goodness. Pray for them. Don't hate them. Continue to be love and light, knowing that you are here to please God, not man. Don't let hate rob you of your blessings. And I just wrote short notes because so much was coming to me, and I didn't want to just write down everything that was coming to me, so I just, you know, cut my notes short. But the message is that we are children of God. We are light. We are shining God's light. But when we show hate or dislike for God's children, then we're walking in blindness. We're not seeing God in those people. And as I was writing my notes and more things started coming to me about my own experiences, and I said, well, I'm not going to write all this down. I'll just talk about it because it would be so much to write. I started seeing myself as one of those spiritually blind that God is referring to, because years and years ago, I used to say I hate people. I would save an animal before I would save a human being. And I used to really feel that way many, many, many years ago. And then as I got older and got more mature and started learning God's word, it's not the people that I hated. It was the things that they did. It was the way they treated me. I hated the treatment that I received. I hated the things that were said to me or about me, the tricks and the traps, and it was the things, the words. It wasn't the person, because I got along with everybody that got along with me. I mean, even if they didn't like me, I could still get along with them. They just had to like me. But so it wasn't the person. It wasn't the person. It was the actions of the person that I hated. And so I had to learn that to stop saying I hate people. I had to learn to stop doing that because I wasn't hating people. I just thought I was hating the people. But no, it wasn't the person. It was the actions of the person that disturbed me. And then hate is such a strong word. It's such a strong word, but it's a word that I was hearing. It's what the world is teaching us. It's teaching us words like hate. And somebody told me, said, no, hate is too strong. You just dislike. Don't say hate. And I was just so rebellious. I said, I hate. You know, I was going to keep my hate word over dislike, because to me, I was so disturbed by what was going on, what was being done to me, that I preferred to say hate as describing my feeling instead of dislike. Because to me, dislike wasn't strong enough. But now I understand what the person was trying to show me. You know, it's like, it's amazing how we can go back in the past and remember things that we felt or said or reacted to and the way we responded to things, and look at how we feel about them now. It's amazing, you know, how God will show you. He will send people to help you, and if you don't get it when he sends you people, don't worry about it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. He's going to find a way to get it to you. He's going to find a way to help you to understand, you know, the messages that he has for you. Because people can come to me and tell me things, and I'd be in such a state of mind that I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'm not believing in what you're saying. What you say don't make no sense to me, because I'm so strong and attached to what I'm feeling and what I'm believing at the time. But then a year or so later can go by, or months can go by, and then I'll learn something new, or my heart will open more. I'll learn more. I become wiser about things. And then I'll go right back to what somebody said to me years ago, and I'll be like, oh, wow, that's what that person was trying to tell me. That's what that person meant. But you don't always get it when it's shared the first time or the second time. You don't always get it then, because it depends on where your state of mind is. It depends on what your belief is when you're hearing God's message. And then some people, you can connect with some people, some people you can't. Some people can say something to you, and you don't connect that person, you don't really get what they're saying. And then you can meet somebody else that says the same thing to you, and you right away get it, because you connected with that person. So that also happens, that you may connect with some more than others. But I just know that as I learn more, as I open my heart more, as I receive God's word more and understand it more and go deeper in wanting to understand it, things of the past just come up and bring to my attention, this was told to you 10 years ago. So-and-so told you this 15 years ago. Those things that just start coming up. And I'll be, wow. Wow, look where I was and look where I'm at now. It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to grow. It's never too late to come in understanding. It's never too late. You know, God's word is forever. God's word is eternal. So you have plenty of time to understand. But the sooner, maybe the better, you know, depends on what's going on in your life. But you will understand. I mean, if I be saying things that you just don't get, it's okay. It's okay, because one day, it could be 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 5 years from now, who knows? One day, something is going to come to you, and then you'll go back to, wow, I heard that 10 years ago. Somebody said that 5 years ago. Because that's exactly what I'm doing about different things. It's just that my mind was closed. I was walking in darkness, spiritual darkness. I was seeking to know the truth. I was seeking to know the truth, knowing that God existed, knowing that there's a God, knowing that there's something out there. But even though I was seeking to know the truth, even though I believed in God, some parts of my life were still dark. I was still walking as though I'm blinded, because my thoughts were not pure. My belief was wrong. My perception was wrong. It was off. And when you're walking in the darkness, you're not going to see the light. You can't have the darkness and the light going at the same time. You're either going to be in the dark about something, or you're going to be in the light about something. They're both not going to go on at the same time about the same thing. And so there are times in our lives when we are spiritually blind, when we are walking in darkness, and when we hate other people or dislike other people, and we are God's children. We are children who love God and want to do good for God, but yet there's hate or dislike in you towards someone else, then know that that's darkness. That's walking blindly, because God is in everybody. God is in everybody. Everybody had that spark of God in them. Not everybody is awakened to it, but everybody has it. And so we're to see God in everybody. We're not to condone evil, but we're to see God in that person that's committing the evil or living the evil, because God is in everybody. And I believe that's the message that God has for me, is that it doesn't matter how people are acting or what they're doing. He is in them, and we're to love him that's in them. And when we see things that we don't like, when we hear things that we don't like, know that God is in that person, and that they just don't know, that they're just walking in blindness. They're just walking in darkness themselves. But don't dim your light, or don't you walk in blindness or darkness. Don't feel that you're supposed to hate people because of the things that they do or say. You're not. God loves those people. He loves them no matter what they're doing, no matter what they're saying. God would judge, yes, but his judgment is just, and his judgment is with love, just like he's going to judge us. So if you're hating people, disliking people, you're going to be judged just the same. God's going to judge you too. So keep your light shining. Keep your light shining. Keep your eyes open. And see what God's eyes. See what God's eyes, because when we're disliking and hating, we're not seeing with God's eyes. And we're not loving with God's heart. So let's come from out of the darkness. Let's continue to ask God to remove the blinders from our eyes, so that we can see him in everybody, in everything, no matter what it is. You have murderers out there. You have rapists. You have liars. You have people that just are outright evil. And you may say, well, how can I love that? How can I see love in that? You're not seeing love in the action of those people. You're seeing love within those people. You're seeing God in those people, a God that they don't know exists, a God that they're not tapped into or connected with. Because if they were, they wouldn't be doing the things that they're doing. But that doesn't mean that God is not in them. God is in everybody, because we are made in the image of God. We were created by God. So he is in everybody. No matter who that person is, God is in the murderers. God is in the rapists. God is in the liars. God is in the evildoers. God is in everybody. And we're not looking at the actions of the people. We're looking at the God in the people. We're to see the God in the people, no matter what they're doing. We're to see the God in the people and to shine our light regardless. Because you don't know. You don't know what God's light is doing to that person. Somewhere down the line, that person may wake up and repent. That person may start getting really bothered about what they're doing and start searching, and maybe start even getting miserable doing what they're doing. No longer enjoying what they're doing, but starting to get miserable and feeling guilty about it. That means that your light affected that person. Your light turned on the light within them, even if just a little bit. There are people who were murderers. There are people who were really evil that have turned their lives around. And it could very well be because people shined their light regardless of how that person acted and what that person did. And it sparked the light within that person. And each time light approached that person, the light within that person got brighter and brighter, until it got to a point where that person started feeling another part of them and started feeling bad or feeling guilty for what they were doing, and that person eventually changed. How did you change? What made you change? I had reached a point in my life where I said I would never step foot in another church for as long as I live. Never. And because I said that, there was one person that I said it to that didn't look at me wrong or didn't look at me and said bad things to me because of what I said, she secretly prayed for me. She secretly prayed for me because she was a woman of God. She shined her light. When I said that to her, and I felt I was strong when I said it. I said, I'll never step foot in another church. Church is full of hypocrites. Church is this, church is that. I'll never step foot in another church. And here she was, a godly elder woman. And she showed me compassion anyway. She prayed for me anyway. She shined her light every time she was in my presence. She didn't stop shining her light. She didn't hate me. She didn't despise me. She loved me. And she loved me enough to pray for me every day. And that light that she shined, I ended up going back to church. And when I did go to church, she told the pastor, I've been praying for her and she's here. She's here. I've been praying for her. I didn't know she was praying for me until she said it. So shine your light. No matter what people are doing to you, no matter what they're saying to you, shine your light. Because you just don't know what your light is doing to that dim light within them. You don't know. God wants us to be who we are. He wants us to do what Jesus did. Jesus, our example. I'm going to always go back to Jesus being our example because it's true. Jesus came here to show us how to live. Under all circumstances, no matter what is going on in this world, no matter what people are doing, no matter what people are saying, no matter how people are acting towards whatever is going on, just shine your light. Just know that God is eternal and that you are eternally blessed. Just know that God's love is for everybody, regardless. God's love is not a respect of persons. God's love is for everybody, and we either receive it or we don't. We either reject it or we live it and absorb it and become it. It's our choice. And God is saying, he's reminding us that, first of all, we are forgiven of our sins. We are his children, and he has forgiven us of our sins. So he understands how we can feel hatred. He understands how we can dislike. He understands that. But he's reminding us that you have been forgiven of your sins. You are my children, and I love you. I have forgiven you, but remember this. You are all my children. I have forgiven all of you. All of you. And those of you who do not accept me, those of you who reject my love, it's okay. I love you still. And he wants us to show that same love for everybody because it's his love that we're to demonstrate. Man's love is impure. Demonstrate God's love and you will see love in everybody. If you demonstrate man love, if you demonstrate man's love, then you have the opportunity then to be walking in darkness because you cannot be demonstrating man's love and walk in light. Man's love is impure. Man's love is not complete. Man's love is not the love of God. It's conditional. God's love is not conditional. God's love has no darkness in it. Man's love has darkness in it. So if you look at people with man's love and you see something you don't like or hear something you don't like, then you're going to respond and you're going to react from man's point of view, from man's love, and you're going to hate and dislike. That's from man. That's not from God. God's love has no conditions. Man's love does. So if you find yourself hating somebody or disliking somebody, know that you're walking in spiritual darkness. Know that you're not walking in God's light. know that God loves you anyway, and God has forgiven you. But God wants you to walk in light. He wants you to see Him in everybody. God turns His face against those who do evil. You don't want God to turn His face against you. You want God to answer your prayers. You want God to bless you. You want God to build up rewards for you because you're living a good life, because you're walking in the light and love of God. That's what you'll want from God. You don't want God to turn His face against you. So don't hate your brethren. Don't dislike your brethren. And if you feel yourself doing that, go within and say, Lord, fill me with your love and your light, Father, so that I can shine it wherever I go, with whomever I come in contact with, Lord. Fill me with your love and your light. And remove anything that is not of you from me, Lord. Cleanse me, Father. Cleanse me. Pray for you and pray for those you feel any hatred or dislike towards. God, show me you inside this person. God, show me that spark of you inside this person that I may see you, Lord. That I may have the strength, Father, to just be light and love. Show me you, Lord, in this person. Show me you. Because this person is not demonstrating your love and your light. And right now, I'm not feeling as though I'm walking in your love and light. Because so much darkness is being thrown at me. So much darkness is coming at me, is attacking me right now, Lord. Show me your love and light inside this person. That I may be connected to that, Father. That I may feel that, Lord, so that my love and light would increase more, Lord. Pray for you and pray for that person so that you will be walking in light always. Don't miss out on your blessings. Don't allow moments of God turning His face on you. Don't fall into God's judgment. But be the light of God and the love of God at all times, so that He can bless you. Isn't it wonderful how God just constantly reminds us of the things that we're doing and the way that we're acting so that we can remember to be light and love? God loves us. He has so much compassion for us. And I'm just so, wow, I'm just floating again. When I start seeing something really deep in God's Word, I just float. I just get so light and feel like I'm just out in space. Because God brought back something to my memories from so many years ago. How I used to use hate so freely. I hate them. I hate people. I used that so freely and so strongly. It was because I was in darkness. I was not understanding what that word really meant. I was just using it like I knew what it meant because I believed I knew what it meant. I didn't know. I was a child walking in darkness, spiritually blind. Spiritually blind. And I am so happy that God has removed the blindness from my eyes. And He's continually removing blinders from my eyes. And that's what growth is all about. Layers and layers and layers of untruth being removed so that you can see the truth. Layers and layers and layers of darkness being removed so that you can walk in light, so that you can see light, know light, be light. Growth is nonstop. We will continue to grow because God has so much for us to know, so much to teach us. And even if He gives you the same verse 1,000 times, He's going to show you something more each time. He's going to take you deeper each time. God's Word is eternal. God's Word is foundation, the rock. God's word will always awaken you even more and take you even further and deeper. God's word is like that. And I am so thankful that God is always with us, even when we are in darkness, even when we are blinded. God is always there. He's always there, leading and guiding us, open arms, ready to receive us, never forcing himself on us, but always there with arms wide open when we are ready to go into those arms. He's always there. You can always count on God to be there for you. Always. Always. Because he watches us, he sees us, he hears us, he answers our prayers. And when he sees you going in a wrong direction, he's going to bring word to you to get you back on track. It's up to you to read those words. It's up to you to understand those words. It's up to you to receive those words. But he will find a way to bring you those words. If through somebody, whether it's somebody speaking to you, or you read something, or you hear something, or you read something yourself in the Bible, God's going to bring you a word. Through some way of messaging, it's going to bring you a message some way. I'm getting all stumbly now, but that's okay. You forgive me. But God will get his message across somehow. Somehow. And as you grow and as you learn, God's going to show you, look how much you've grown, dear one. Look how much you've grown. Look where you were and look where you are now. That's what God's doing with me right now. He's showing me, look, daughter, look where you were. Look how much you've grown. Look how much you've grown. God loves us. Oh, my. I just cannot tell you how much he loves us. And not just today, but the other day, it was the same thing. I didn't look at it this way like I'm saying now, but it was, look, daughter, look where you were, and look how much you've grown. Look where you're at now. Look, daughter, can't you see? Can't you see how much more light you have increased? Can't you see how much closer you are? Can't you see? How much, oh my God, it's like, oof, my, God is awesome, oof, God is awesome, woo, God, I just feel so good all over, I'm just getting chills all through me, it's like, Lord, the touch of God is no greater touch, ooh, than being touched by the hand of God, no greater touch, God is awesome. God is awesome. Look how much I have grown. The more you grow, the brighter your light gets. The more you shine. And the more people you can reach. You don't even have to say anything. Your light do all the work. Just be light. Like God told me, be light. Be who you are, Sandra. Just be love, be light, and walk in the power of God. That's all we have to do. Just continue to grow. Continue to increase your light. Continue to be that light everywhere. No matter what's going on in the world, don't be a part of what's going on. Just be the light of God. And in that darkness, whatever darkness people are experiencing, whatever darkness they're living, shine your light anyway. Light puts out the darkness. Your light is going to connect with those people some way on some level. You don't need to know how. You just be the light. Be the light that God wants you to be. My goodness. My goodness. Don't be hate. Don't dislike anything. Just see love in everything. Oh, my God. And if you don't see it, ask God to show it to you. If you don't see love in the hate, you don't see love in the actions, you don't see love in the responses of people, Say, God, where's the love? Show me your love, Lord, that I may see it, that my light can get even brighter. Show me the love, Lord, in all that dark. Show me the love and all that hate, Lord. Show me the love. Because I know you're in there. You're in everything. God is in the darkness. God is in the hate. God is in the envy. God is everywhere in everything. So if you don't see it, ask God to open your eyes. Ask God to remove the blinders. Ask God to help you to see his light in everything and everybody. So that your light will grow even that much brighter. So your love will get even that much stronger. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching up in here. Ooh, praise the Lord. Oh, God feels so good. My, if I could just explain how I'm feeling right now. Woo, all over. She's like, my, I can feel I can fly. I feel I can just take off and just fly. My God. God is, woo, Lord. God is awesome. God is awesome. What did I title this anyway? Spiritually blind. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to always see thy light. Remove the blindness from our eyes, Father, so that no matter what, where, who, why, that we will see thy light. We will feel thy love. When people are hating us, we'll just only feel the love of God coming from them. Because God's love is stronger than hate. God's light is brighter than the darkness. Woo, God's light removes darkness. So when we find ourselves in the midst of darkness, let us see the light, Lord. Let us feel your love even that much more, Father. Whenever people attack us with their words, when people attack us with their actions, God, fill us with your love. Let us see only love in those attacks, Father. Let us see only light in those attacks, Father. Consume us, Lord. When the dark comes after us, consume us in your light, Father. When hateful words come at us, fill our ears, Lord, with your love. Fill our heart with your love, Lord. Whoa. Immerse us in goodness. People will hate your goodness. They will be envious of your goodness. But it's okay. It's okay that they're envious and jealous of your goodness. Be good anyway. Don't hate them back. Don't be eye for an eye. Send out even more love and light. And the more they hate you, the more they're envious of you, the more the light within them will want to open up. The more the light within them will want to be ignited. Because people will hate you and be envious of you. Because you're good. And they're hateful and envious because they don't feel that goodness that they see in you. And they want it. Deep down they want it, but they don't have it. And they're envious. So look at their enviousness as them wanting what you have. So show them more of it. Show them more. Knowing that they're only envious and hateful because they don't have it and they want it. They may secretly want it. They may unconsciously want it, but they want it. They want your goodness. They want it so bad that they hate you and they envy you because you have it. You have something they don't have and they want it. So just give them more of it. Ooh, I feel so good. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for opening me up, opening my eyes and giving me more depth of your word, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for letting me see that people hate me because they want what I have. They want what I have. That's why they hate me. They hate me because they don't have something that deep within them they want to experience. You know, somebody even told me that you have a lot of haters and envious people around you. And you always have a lot of haters and envious people around you. And I'm like, why? I said, I know people don't like me for no reason because of the way they treat me and act around me. I said, but I never understood it. And said, because there's something about you that's just free, and things just don't bother you like normal stuff, you know? It's like you're just a free spirit. And they don't have that freeness, that free spirit in them, and it's like they see it in you, and it's like they want it. And they envy you because you have it. And I said, wow. Huh. So I'm just now thinking about that. And that's just matching what I'm saying now, isn't it? Because God is revealing to me through these words, you know? And it's wow. So I was told this some time ago, a few years ago, somebody told me this. I had a reading done by somebody. And that was the first thing that the person picked up. Is that you have a lot of haters around you. People envy you. I said, yeah, I know, but I don't know why. But yeah, that's why, because of my free spirit. Because I can get along with anybody, everybody. It's just that people don't like me. And so if you don't like me, I'm not going to force myself on people that don't like me. I'm not even going to want to be around people that don't like me. I don't want to use my energy and give my energy to people that don't like me. And so I would just be to myself a lot. You know, I'm not antisocial. I used to be. But I stay to myself a lot. Because if you don't want my energy, I don't want to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? But God is saying, it doesn't matter. Give your light anyway, because me you're sharing. You're sharing me. Don't be what's that word? I'm thinking greedy, but you're selfish. Selfish, yeah. Don't be selfish with God's love and light. Give it to him anyway. You know, even if they hate you, envious of you, roll their eyes at you, just smile at them. God loves you. And just be saying within you, love and light. I send you God's love and light because I know deep inside you, you want this. You want this. You want this free spiritness that you see in me. You want this gritty, grouty, smiley, silly face. You want this. You know you want it. You know you want it. That is a totally new way to look at that. I'm going to try that next time I'm out there in the world. I've been in the house for 2 days now. But, you know, next time I'm out there and I see somebody gritting on me or talking nasty to me or whatever, you know, I'm just going to send that love and light because that soul is hungry. That soul is hungry for God's love and light. And that soul, you know, the soul knows it, but that person doesn't know. That human being part doesn't know what it's hungry for, but the soul does. The soul yearns for God. The soul yearns for that relationship with the Father, the creator of all things. That soul yearns to be loved unconditionally. But the human being is in the way. The human being is not understanding. And so it's up to us to give light and love to those people. Pray for them. Let's pray for them. Let's pray that the darkness will see the light. Let's pray that the hate will find love. Let's pray that. Yeah. Wow. God is deep. And it could even go deeper than this. But then I'll be on here for hours and hours. I don't want to talk to you for hours and hours. And you don't want to sit up here and listen to me for hours and hours. I remember the days I could have stayed in church for hours. The pastor would be saying, well, let me let y'all get out of here. I'm like, shoot, keep on preaching. You know, this is when I was going to a church that preached by the Spirit of God. But you know what? Getting off the subject, because if I stay on this subject that I was on, I'm just going to float higher and higher. So I'm just going to change the subject a little bit and share this, that I've been to churches that started out on fire for God. You could feel the power of God coming through the messages. And then the pastor would switch up and start going to meetings of other churches and started getting involved in those other churches' ways of doing things and would bring that new training or knowledge back to our church, and then everything would change. You know, the preacher would no longer be preaching the power of God. The preacher would start preaching the preacher. The preacher would start preaching the man's way of doing things. That happened in two of the three churches I was going to. I had already stopped going to the third one because I moved. So I don't think that church ever changed. I don't think, whenever I was I went to four churches I'm thinking of, and three of those four churches, well, I just say two of those four churches completely changed. They changed from speaking from the power of God, the message of God, to doing their thing. I felt when the Spirit of God left, and it was no longer the Spirit of God in the church. It was now just, you know, just a plain old building with some man up there preaching, you know, using God's words and preaching it however he sees it to be. It went from that, you know, went to that. Two churches did that. And the other church, when God gave this preacher the opportunity to live his words, he didn't. He ended up speaking, how did this lawyer said, speak out of two ends of his mouth, or some kind of way he used it. You know, he said he was going to do something for me, and then he ended up not doing it, and he was like talking to this lawyer and getting all, whatever he was saying to the lawyer, but the lawyer said that he was like talking two ends out of his mouth. He hated to say that, but that's the way he felt. That's the impression he got. And then this preacher never did get back in contact with me. Because I said, if you can't do it, if something comes up, let me know so I can do plan B. He never got back with me to do plan B. Never got back with me. And so that would happen with that person. And then the other church, I had already moved, so I don't know if they changed or not. But anyway, I don't know why I threw that in, but I just threw that in. It just came to me at that moment. So, you know, I'm in the moment person. I'm in the moment. So I guess I had to just get off of that super high I was on. I needed something to ground me back down. My goodness, I feel myself coming down. Yeah, I'm still up there, but I feel myself. Yeah, I think that's why I had to say that, just to ground me, to get me back grounded. Yeah, because I was just, wow, I was way out there. Way out there. Yeah, I can feel myself. I'm slowly coming down, but I'm coming down. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? If he see you two way out there, he wants to make sure, hey, you know, get back grounded, Sandra. Get back grounded. Come up with, change the subject. Change the subject. And I did it. I changed the subject. Let me share with you what God gave me. I'm going to go ahead and close. Let me see. Oh, Lord. Woof. That was something. God is, woof. Lord, have mercy. Okay. Now, after my notes and everything, God gave me, this is the special word God gave me. This is the longest one he's given me so far. Let's see. You are light. Be that light. Walk in light. Speak light. Do light. Be light. Shine your light. Shine my light. Be my light. Live not in darkness. Let not blindness overtake you. See with open eyes. See with my eyes. Shine your light forevermore. Be light. Walk in light. Shine your light. Shine your light. And that was God's special message for me. You see how God, he talks to you. You know, he's right there with you. Right there with you. And this, you know, I'm just going on and on about the light and you know, he says, don't let blindness overtake you. Don't let blindness overtake you. So, and that's going back to what I was saying. Like when hate is coming at you, them hate darts and envy darts, and just don't go into your blindness. Don't take it for what it looks like. Just say, God, show me your love and light in all this so I can keep my light on. You know? Wow, God is, my goodness. I keep saying awesome, good, and God is just, there are no words. There are no proper English words. Shabela masa kumbakila be. Oh, God is, woof. My goodness. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's close out. Let's close out in light and love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Man, if I could sing, I'd sing a song. Woo, I'm telling you, God is good. God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for us, your children. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for shining us in your light. Thank you for filling our hearts with your love. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for keeping us centered and grounded in thy word. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to shine thy light everywhere we go and for speaking thy love, Lord, in our voice, speaking thy love, Lord, in our presence, in our actions, Father, speaking your love, Lord, in our silence, Lord, because your love is in everything, everywhere. Your love, Lord, is in the darkness. So when we encounter darkness, Lord, thank you for removing the blinders so that we can see the light in the darkness. Thank you, Lord, for just filling us with your love so great, Lord, and shining our light so brightly, Lord, that no matter where we are, no matter who we're in contact with, no matter where we go, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, Lord, show us your light. Let us feel your love coming through the darkness so that our eyes can stay open. You say that our eyes are to be your eyes, our heart your heart, our light your light. Help us, Father, to be your eyes and to be your love, to be your light at all times. At all times. You are in everything, Lord. You are in everything. And when we encounter darkness, let us see it as a cry for help. Let us see darkness as a sign that those in the dark is asking us to send them some light. Let us see it that way, Lord. Let us send the darkness love and light. Let us see darkness as a cry to know you, Lord, a cry to be in contact with you, Lord, a cry to have a relationship with you, Lord, and that we, as your light children, we can help the darkness, Lord, by sending it light and love. Thank you, Father, for showing us another way to see darkness. Thank you for giving us a deeper understanding, a deeper awareness, Lord, of our responsibility when we encounter darkness. Thank you, Father, for your love and your light and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb, the only begotten precious Son, Jesus. And in his name we do pray. In his name we do pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much.